sings the Star Spangled Banner or a great icon like that. That was a wonderful, wonderful speech. God bless him. But I'm here to talk about America's choice in this election. So let me get right to the point. Mitt Romney has said that if he was president and Paul Ryan's budget passed, he would sign it into law. That's what he said. So let's talk about what it would mean. Medicare would become a voucher program, effectively ending the guarantee of health coverage for millions of senior citizens. Medicaid would be slashed, jeopardizing coverage for millions of children, people with disabilities, and family members in long-term care. Education would be slashed 20% from Head Start through college and everywhere in between. And all of these cuts are being done so Romney can give a tax cut of $265,000 to your average millionaire. And he would continue billions of dollars of subsidies for big oil. We Democrats have nothing against people who've earned their wealth. We salute their hard work and their good fortune. But slashing what we invest in schools, in roads, in research, in development, in clean energy, and in the things that protect our most vulnerable, just to cut taxes for those at the top is ridiculous. It's wrong. But that's the Romney-Ryan budget. It isn't conservative. It's harsh, it's radical, and it is wrong. Let's be clear, it would shred the safety net that protects the middle class and those striving to be in the middle class. It would undermine FDR's New Deal, unravel Harry Truman's Fair Deal, and leave us with Mitt Romney's Raw Deal. President Obama and we Democratic governors believe something very different. We believe that a budget is more than just a bunch of numbers. It is a document that reflects our values. We believe we can and should make government leaner, cheaper, and more effective, cutting waste and trimming fat where we can. That's why President Obama signed into law $2 trillion in spending cuts, bringing annual domestic spending to its lowest level as a share of the economy since President Eisenhower. But we can and should ask every American to shoulder their fair share, not just the squeezed middle class, but also those at the very top who have done so very, very well these past few years. We can and should invest in what will strengthen and grow the middle class: good schools, affordable health care, medical research, clean energy, modern roads, and high-speed trains. That's what President Obama believes, that's what Democratic governors believe, and that's what we've done in state after state after state. So let's talk about jobs. President Obama has helped create 4.5 million private sector jobs in our country since he took office. Mitt Romney says he'll create jobs, but in what country where he has money on deposit will that actually be done? In Connecticut? Well, let's look at some other issues. Let's look at voting rights. In Connecticut, we're expanding them and making it easier for people to register to vote and to vote. The Republican governors in states that they control have taken 19 states. They've engaged in a systemic effort to disenfranchise millions of African Americans, Hispanics, and senior citizens as they try to undermine the fairness of this election. Now let's talk about women's rights. And this is personal. My wife ran a rape crisis center for 11 years. The Republicans want to take away a woman's right to choose, even if she is a rape victim. That's in their platform. That is what they believe. put it this way. That's why there are three reasons that everyone should vote for Barack Obama over Mitt Romney. Your sister, your mother, and your daughter. Let's stand for them. Let's stand for the women of America. As Democrats, we have a deep and abiding belief. A belief that America is full of people from all walks of life. People who are good and decent and work hard. People who are respectful to others and who do not discriminate based on gender, on age, on race, on religion, on ethnicity, on disability, or sexual orientation. We need to fight for our children, fight for our senior citizens, fight for women's rights, fight for the middle class, and fight for our country's future. That's why we need to fight for Barack Obama. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much.